What is it that's keeping you from what you want to create in your life? Like, what is it that's keeping you from having a life that you love? Is it time? Is it money? Is it community? Inside this episode, I'm sharing with you the one ingredient that you need to create what you want. Are you ready? Hi. I am Christy Ballard Fellaini. I am a certified life coach who found herself at 42, freshly divorced, kids off to college, and having never dated in my adult life. I was starting in the middle. If you haven't yet hit start on your middle time in life, let's do it together. Let the journey begin. Hey, hey there, friends. So remember back in maybe September, October, November, I started talking to you about creating a 90-day planner. And so on one of those podcasts, if you have been in my community for a bit, on one of those podcasts, I remember sitting on my back patio having this aha moment, this epiphany, this idea of creating a 90-day planner. And I got so excited about this idea that I dropped what I was doing, came to the microphone, and recorded a podcast on it. And at that time, I had no idea how I was going to make this happen. I just had all these great ideas, but I had not yet actually mapped out how I was going to make it happen. So fast forward to February, that planner is in existence. That planner was created. There are women who have purchased that planner and are using that planner right now. And so what I want to talk to you about today is that yes, your dreams are a possibility. Yes, your ideas are a possibility. And yes, the life that you truly want to create for yourself is a possibility. And y'all, here is the evidence. That planner was just an idea. That planner was me thinking about all of the bits and pieces from other planners that I really, really liked and being able to put all of those bits and pieces together in one space to create a planner that I loved and knowing that other women who will utilize this planner can have amazing success in the goals that they have set for themselves. There's further evidence to prove to myself that anything is possible, that any idea that I come up with and I am willing to put the effort into is a possibility, is that there is now a community of women using this planner. Just a few weeks ago, I had a workshop, a strategy workshop for these women to get some success around how they want to utilize this planner. There is a community on Facebook of support that these women are creating, this community that they're creating with each other around utilizing this planner. And I bring this evidence to you because there are going to be times when our brain tells us that's not possible or that's not for you. And you know what? Here's the evidence that says that yes, you can create a planner, you can take your ideas, you can present your ideas and bring it into fruition. But the biggest thing that you need, the biggest ingredient to making something possible is that you have to believe that it's possible. So my coach, Amber Smith, she is the one who has helped me to believe what is possible. You see, there have been things in my life that I have created with little belief, right? With little belief, with a little inkling in the back of my mind of, if this comes to fruition, then I'll know it is possible. But with this planner, I believed it ahead of time. I believed the power of utilizing this planner on the daily basis. I believed ahead of time that women could benefit from utilizing this planner. So imagine the possibilities if you believed for yourself ahead of time. And so that's what I want to present to you today, is that anything in your life you can create. Anything that you want for yourself, you want to bring in to fruition, you can create, but you have to first believe that it is possible. My coach, working with her, has been a huge game changer because she is showing me how to believe on purpose all of the things that are possible. She has helped me to work on my belief systems to create the things that I want in my business. And my other coach, Kim Jobe, she is the one who has helped me get out of my own way. Because I promise you, when you are wanting to create something new for yourself, your brain is going to automatically come up with all of the reasons why it's not possible. Your brain's going to want to hold you back because it thinks that it's trying to keep you in safety by telling you that's not available to you. But I promise you that it is. You have to have the belief. The other thing that you need to do to remind yourself on the daily that yes, things are possible for your life is you have got to surround yourself with like-minded people who believe in themselves and are also willing to share their belief in you. You see, just this morning, my friend Barb sent out a message to a group of us who recently got together at a retreat in Mexico. We have now created this community where we lift each other up. We're sharing life together. We're sharing our businesses together. We're sharing our beliefs in ourselves and in each other. She sent us this message this morning that reminded us that anything that you want, you first have to believe it. And with that belief, you have to feel it. And when you are trying to create something new for yourself and you are believing that it's possible and you feel in your body that it is possible, it makes the journey to creating it so much sweeter and so much easier. So you have got to surround yourself with people who believe in you, who believe in themselves. Surrounding yourself with the right community is so important. John Rohn once said, basically, that you are the sum of the five people that you spend the most time with. So I encourage you, choose those five people wisely. So I wonder what it would look like for you to start giving yourself a chance to believe what is possible. I wonder how your life would change if you surrounded yourself with the right people. You see, as your coach, I'm going to teach you everything that I have learned. I'm going to teach you every tool that I have in my toolkit to help make your deepest desires a reality. And I myself am going to believe in you deeply when you are struggling to believe in yourself. Y'all, here's just a small snippet of what I have created for myself when I believed. At 45, I became a runner. I have run five half marathons since then, countless 5Ks. I can't even tell you how many 10Ks I have run, but I believed that I could do it. And the feeling that I had when I was doing it made it so much sweeter. At 49, I believed that I could go all in on my coaching business. And since then, I have created so many products for my clients. I've created an amazing 12-week program that helps my clients as they are making powerful decisions around lifestyle changes. They're creating less stress and connections in all of their relationships. They are rediscovering their joy. I've created a community of women where they have a safe space to connect with themselves, but also to connect with others. All of these I've created through my belief in what is possible for myself. I hate to be a downer here, but when you don't believe things are possible, this is where you get stuck. So what obstacles is your brain coming up with telling you that something you want in your life is not possible? Because I want to invite you to a free Rediscover You call. Let's tap into what is actually possible for you and why you're not believing that it's possible. Now, if you know someone who needs to hear this episode, please share it with them. And if you want to stay connected with me to hear more about how you can rediscover what's possible for you, go back to the beginning of the show and do yourself the favor of subscribing to the show. Comes out weekly, and each week is a unique opportunity to rediscover new things about yourself. And do me the favor while you're there. I am working towards making 50 reviews in the month of April a possibility for this podcast. Will you help me do that? So three things I'm asking you to do. Please share this episode. Please subscribe to the podcast. And leave me a review. So I'm looking forward to hearing from you about at least one thing that your brain is giving to you that you want to make possible in your life. So until next time, you guys have a great week. Who is your life coach? I would love the opportunity to work with you as you are rediscovering the woman you were meant to be. Visit ChristyBallardFellaini.com for more information on how we can work together to ignite that passionate, enthusiastic woman who may have been tucked away for some time. Let's start in the middle together.